Hello and welcome to Bald Eagle Area Volleyball 2021. If you're receiving this message, it means your daughter has shown interest in junior high volleyball. I am the head coach, Larry Campbell, of the Bald Eagle Area program. It's my 15th year as the head coach, and this is our 7th year of a junior high program. That being said, there is a little change in the junior high program. Kizzy Tompkins, who was the B team coach last year, is going to move up to the A team coach. And we currently do not have a B team coach, despite asking tons of people. I have a fair share of unpaid assistants, but no one who could commit to the time. So if anyone has any interest in coaching junior high volleyball and has knowledge of the sport, we would greatly appreciate you contacting either me, Lawrence Campbell, or our athletic director, Douglas Dyke, and let us know you have interest, because that would be really helpful. That being said, what is being asked of your child? Well, each kid will be put on a team, whether A team or B team. The A team will be playing at 4 o'clock. The B team will be playing the later match at 5 o'clock. Be aware that there is a league rule that they do not start any sets after, I believe, 5:30, 5:35. So it could be one set for the B team. I do not agree with the rule. I do not support the rule, but I do follow the rule. So therefore, we have to do what the league is doing. I will not go any further than that and say that is the rule. What is expected of your child? One, show up prepared to play. So that means most kids wear spandex, but hey, if they're not comfortable with it, wear shorts. I'm not really picky about practice gear. Knee pads, most girls wear them, but again, you don't have to wear them, strictly up to you. Pair of sneakers are mandatory. You cannot be out there in flip-flops, bare feet, or hard shoes. Show them, play hard. You know, work hard and listen to your coaches. You'll get better. The more touches you get, the better you get. We will do our best to try and play everybody as much as we can. Just like anything else, there are some kids that will play more, but we'll do our best to make sure everybody gets in. Depending on how long the A team match goes, that becomes a little more difficult for the B team because of the lack of total time of sets. All right, A team will have a tournament and a scrimmage this year. The scrimmage will be at Park Forest Middle School the first Saturday. I believe that's the 20th or 21st of August. Scrimmage will be at Park Forest, Mount Nittany, and Phillipsburg, Osceola Mills. There will be a tournament that we are hosting, the junior high tournament. That will be the last weekend of September. I believe it's the 25th. At that tournament, if the kid is on the A team, it is expected they're there. But other than that, Saturdays are free. Sundays are obviously free. I don't believe in practicing on Saturdays at any level. So use that to your best enjoyment. Go play whatever sport it is you want to play or hang out. Do whatever it is that makes you happy. But if your child is going to miss practice, they need to come and communicate with their coach. All right, sending an email to Kizzy or texting her or finding me at school. I am a teacher at the school district. Communicating that stuff early as to why they're not there. If you are injured, do not go to practice and say, I'm fine. Go see Scott DeVore. Devo has been our athletic trainer for more years than I can count. He does a very good job with his program there, and it's expected to go there. If you are going to him, go get in quickly and get out. Do not linger. He has a ton of kids down there, and it's one way that a student athlete will work around the system to not practice. So please, get in, get taken care of, get seen, get out. Last but not least, the COVID thing is around. Last season was the most difficult year for just about every player coach involved. As our numbers are rising, things are getting a little nutty. So just do your best to follow that. When the kids come in the gym, spread out like we have done in the past. Give yourself space. Follow as many protocols as possible because we don't want to have a shutdown. We were lucky we got through the whole season last year when many teams I know got shut down for at least 2 weeks. I'd like to keep it that way again here in the fall. So do everything you can possible. And hopefully we'll have a successful, healthy season and there will be no trip ups with that at all. So if you have any questions, you can feel free to reach out to me. I'm the head coach, Lawrence Campbell. That's Lawrence, LAWRENCE.Campbell, CAMPBELL at BEASD.net. And I will make sure to get information to Kizzy as needed. And once again, if you have anybody who might have volleyball knowledge and interested in coaching junior high volleyball, please reach out and let us know. Thank you very much, and we'll see you Monday.